This is Daf HaShavu, Shir number 2 for Daf Lamed Zayin in Maseches Ksuvos. We're 8 lines from the bottom of the page where we quote from the Mishnah, V'loyah Asona Anoshe Onesh. This was the source for Kamlebi Derabane, where the Pasuk says, V'loyah Asona, if the woman who is pushed by this man does not die, loyah Asona, there's no accident, literally, Anoshe Onesh, then you have to pay for the Demei Vlados, you have to pay for the fetus, you have to pay for the miscarriage. But that implies that, but if there is an Ason, so then there is no Anoshe Onesh, there is no financial obligation, because come Lebi Derabimene, you're going to get the more severe punishment of Misa. So the Gemara wants to know, is this really the source of come Lebi Derabimene? Were you learning it from here? Don't we learn it from there? And we quoted this earlier in this perek. Kedei Risha So, it says in the Pasuk. Mishum Risha Achas Atamechayev, Ovi Atamechayev, Mishum Shtei Risha Yos. Risha So in singular teaches us that you only get punished for one act of Rishus and not for two. So the Gemara says we need both sources. What are the why? Why do we need both Anoshe Onesh and Kedei Risha So? Because Chada B'Misa U'Mamon V'Chada B'Malkus U'Mamon. The pasuk of Anoshe Onesh, then Lo Yason Anoshe Onesh, that's Misa and Mamon. That teaches me the implication of that pasuk is that come Lebi Derabimene, you get the harsher punishment when it comes to Misa and Mamon. You get Misa and not Mamon. But the pasuk Kedei Risha So is in the context of Malkus, Parshas Kiseitze. So that teaches you when there's Malkus and Mamon, you're going to get the more severe punishment of Malkus of a Mamon. Utsricha. And I need both sources. Why can't I learn one from the other? Come Lebi Derabimene just means you get the more severe punishment. Why would I need two sources? The Ashma in and Miso Mammon. If I just had the Pasuk Anoshe Onesh, that Miso Mammon, Kam Lebi Derabimene applies, I would say Mishem Dikur Ibud Neshama. Because the person's dying. And since the person is going to be killed, or potentially is going to be killed by the Beis Din, so that's more severe. And maybe you shouldn't have to pay then. Look at Rashi, Mishem Dikur Ibud Neshama, 6 lines from the bottom. Yesh Kan Onesh Chamur. V'dayo Bekach, Im Neshasto La'abi Neshama Lehareg. It's enough to be killed. Why should I have to make him pay? But Avamakus Umaman, the Gemara says 3 lines from the bottom, Dileka Ibn Ishama Emalo. Maybe I would say no. Look at Rashi Emalo, 4 lines from the bottom, Ein Zeona Shisera. Well, that's not such a great punishment to give Malkus. 39 lashes. What's the big deal? Velavid Beitarti. Maybe I should do 2. Maybe I should give him both the Malkus and the Mamon. So therefore, I need Kedei Risha. So to teach me, no, Risha Achas. Even by Malkos, you're only going to get Malkos and not Mammon. Aye, so why not have just the source of Kedei Risha So? Then I would know Kal V'chomer. If Malkos knocks out Mammon, then certainly Misa knocks out Mammon. Not so. V'yashmin Malkos u'Mammon, Mishum delo chamir isurei. I would say I know why, because the Isur is not so chamir. Look at Rashi, last Rashi, delo chamir isurei, lo avar avera chamura. Ah, let's not focus on the punishment, focus on the Avera. A case of Malkos and Mammon, the Avera is not that severe. And therefore, I would say, well, it's not so severe anyway. Why should he get 2 punishments? It's enough to get 1 punishment. V'dayo sheten shenu onesh echad. Avol back in the Gemara, 2 lines from the bottom in the middle. Avol miso mamon dechamiri surei. But miso mamon, so that's clearly a reflection if he's dying, that is a very severe avera. So aim low. So maybe I would say, no, it's not sufficient for the person just to die. Maybe he should have to pay as well. And therefore, tzricha, I need both sources of anoshi onesh and Kedei Risha So to teach me that the din of giving the person the more severe punishment applies both to Misa and Mamon and Malkus and Mamon. Ah, Ula Rabbi Meir, Da Amar Loke Umishalem Tarti Lomeli. According to Rabbi Meir, we've mentioned him several times. According to him, you do get, you do pay along with Malkus. So according to him, Kedei Risha So is completely superfluous. What do you need that pasuk for? So the Gemara says, no, Chada B'misa, Chada, so again, D'amar Loke Misham, Tati Lamelini 2, Chada B'misa Mama, we turn to Amud Beis, 1 is for Misa and Mama, that's Anoshe Onesh, V'chada B'misa U'Malkus. Aha. So the other pasuk is for Misa and Malkus. Kedei Risha So is there to teach me me that there is a din of kam lebe derabune, not only when it comes to misa and mamon, but misa and malchus as well. That you're only going to get the misa and you're not going to get the malchus. Why do I need those two sources? Why am I not able to learn one from the other? So the Gemara says, Utricha, you need both. The ashma in and misa mamon, if I just had an oceanesh to teach me that, when the misa mamon, you only get the misa. I would say, Mishum dechada begufe, vechada bebamone lo avdinon. I would say like this, where you have one that applies to his body, maybe I would say like this, when I'm not going to give here the punishment in the misa mamon, so the misa is on the body and the money is on the person's property. So that would be two completely different punishments. So that's why misa mamon, I would say only misa and not mamon. I'm not going to give. I'm going to give the stronger punishment when the other punishment has nothing to do with the other punishment. So one's beguf, one's bemamon. That or I'm not going to do for the same avera. Well, for the same avera, you're going to give him two completely different punishments. That we're not going to. Although the miso malchus, the idvi idvi begufe, both punishments are given on the body. So maybe I should give both. Ema misa arichtahi. Maybe I would say that it's like the malchus is the beginning of the misa, and it's just an extended misa, and that's also and they're both on the body. Maybe that's appropriate. So therefore, I need the pasuk. So I would have thought maybe by misa and malchus, you would give the malchus as well, and not say kam l'derabanan. So that's what I need. Kidei risha so risha achas only in the misa, not the malchus. Then says the Gemara, that's just part of the same line. So again, Avol Miso Malkos Didi Begufe Ema Miso Arichti V'David Bey, and therefore we should do both of them. Okay, good. So now why don't we go the other way? If we're going to give even when it comes to Mamon, so then obviously we're going to say that Kam Levi Deramine applies even to Miso Malkos, where it's the same on the same body, where you'd say it's Michsa Arichti. I certainly will say it by Misa and Mamon, where they're completely different things. I would say Kam Levi Deramine. So why do I need two sources? I'll tell you why. V'yashmin and Miso Malkos, Ditarti Begufe Lo Avdinan. We can make the opposite logical argument and say, you know, maybe I would say like this. If you just had the Miso Malkos Pasuk Kedei Risha, so I would say, you know what? Ditarti Begufe Lo Avdinan. We're not going to give him two punishments on the body. That we're not going to do. But had I not had an Oshayonesh, I would have argued Avlamisa Mamon Dechada Beguif Bechada Bamamone. One's on the body, one's in the Mamon. Maybe that type of punishment. Once again, here we're focusing more on the punishment than we are on the Aveira. So I would say maybe you should give both. Eimanavid Bey, maybe I should give both punishments. And therefore, Tzricha, I need an Oshayonesh to say I won't do that either in such a case.